Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Let's start with news that the former appeals court judge, VC George, he has urged the Dewan Negara to reconsider amendments to the Road Transport Bill, which is aimed at curbing driving under the influence of alcohol. Now, these amendments were passed by the Dewan Rakyat on the 26th of August and will be tabled in the Upper House later this week. The amendments seek to toughen existing sentences through a higher fine of up to 150,000 ringgit and a jail term of more than 20 years, as well as the suspension of the driver's license. Now, according to VC George, these amendments take away the discretion of judges in determining the punishment to be meted out.
Melissa, it's a very interesting argument that the judge, you know, puts forth in the public realm. Mm-hmm. I think because so often the discussion has been driven by rather emotive arguments.
Yes.
We've had, of course, some really tragic cases of drunk driving leading to death. Nevertheless, you know, we need to look at the issues more squarely. And I think what VC George points to is the problem of mandatory sentencing. Now, we have had mandatory sentencing in, say, with drug offences. Mm-hmm. Again, people might think this is not a really important issue because maybe we all have the consensus that, you know, these are heinous crimes and right. need to be punished. But when you, and this is what VC George really points out, is that when you take away the ability of a judge to use their discretion, to use their sense of the nature of the
right.
crime and the proportion in terms of punishment, then we're on a slippery slope,
well,
really, towards... you know, kind of executive control of the judicial system.
That's precisely what he's saying, that, you know, having mandatory sentencing really ties the hands of a judge to demonstrate discretion when meting out sentences. VC George says that one of the roles of the judiciary is to provide a check and balance to the executive. And if there are excesses, you know, for them to make that discretion. But when you have these higher punishments, higher jail time, you tie the hands of the judge, you know, in each case, so for them to make the discretion in each case. And I think it's quite interesting that VC George said that the Dewan Rakyat was misled into supporting the proposed amendments in respect to drink driving or even drug-related cases by the suggestion that there were significant increases of the type of offences. He reckons that perhaps this is one of the reasons why there was, you know, an overwhelming support for these amendments.
Yeah, in fact, the media played a very interesting role in that period, I think, leading up to the discussion about amendments to the law, including it playing up these cases as if, you know, we had kind of a plague of drink driving cases resulting in death.
And well, so, if I may give some numbers to that. So in June, consumer rights activist Deepak Gill, he highlighted that based on government statistics, it showed that from the years 2011 to 2019, there were 47 drink driving related road deaths in Malaysia. This is out of 55,000 cases that involved road fatalities.
Yeah, so again, you know, it's the way the media frame this, the kind of emotive language that's used, politicians obviously riding on this bandwagon. I think nobody would deny the fact that people have to be responsible when they drink, they're drink driving, and we see this around the world. You know, there are stiff punishments for drink driving, and there are many options today for people to do to find alternative ways of transport if they are decided to drink. But the fact that we now have a law that takes away the discretion of judges in sentencing, it's terrible when you consider that there's been such a strong move to return the discretionary powers of judges in the cases of many drug offences, because we've seen the appalling consequences of shackling the judiciary in making those kinds of decisions. So the consequence of this, I think, is what VC George is pointing to.
Well, something for us to consider as well as Dewan Negara when these amendments are tabled this week. All right, moving on to other news. Former Law Minister Datuk Sri Nasir Aziz yesterday expressed his scepticism over the youth-centric party, Malaysian United Democratic Alliance, or better known as MUDA, that's led by Syed Saddiq Abdul Rahman. In a recent interview, Nasri Aziz branded Syed Saddiq as, to quote him, naive and not mature. And Nasri claimed that Saddiq's victory in the last general elections were largely due to the prevalent sentiment against Barisan Nasional at the time. Now, if I may quote him in this interview, Nasri Aziz said that he, Syed Saddiq, won not because of him being a youth leader. It was that tied against BN at the time. Now, if you fielded a donkey, that donkey would have won too. This is in a recent interview. In response to those comments, Syed Saddiq said that he believes those disparaging remarks had helped boost membership for MUDA, which received some 7,000 applications within 12 hours.
Okay, Melissa, where do we start? Nasri Aziz, of course, one of the more colourful
MPs. Well, he doesn't hold back, does he?
No, he doesn't hold back. I mean, he's like a Bog Mokhtar. But, you know, the point, of course, is whether his criticisms really land in terms of, you know, the reasons that he gives. Whether or not also, you know, his particular criticisms and the tone, I think, that he took resulted in people being so incensed that they would want to join the party MUDA. I'm not sure whether that causal relationship can be made.
Well, we don't know for sure, but I think what it does is that it highlights this kind of the feeling of being dismissed. Again, you know, I think a lot of young people feel that their concerns are dismissed and not taken, you know, not taken to heart. And, you know, this kind of comments, again, very dismissive, very, I think, reflects perhaps...
They're dismissive, no doubt.
Yes.
But the question, of course, is whether that...
It holds water?
That particular news report then led 7,000 young people to
sign up
is another matter altogether. But coming back to some of the arguments that Nasri Aziz makes, and he quotes, interestingly enough, to Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, who, of course, was Syed Saddiq's mentor in politics, saying that, you know, one of the big problems of this party is that it's going to exclude old people. Because we know that's not true. That's been clarified. It's a youth-led party. There's no question of older people not being allowed in.
What I thought was particularly interesting also is Nasri Aziz said that not only does it exclude old people, but not all youth will support a youth party, which is true. Not all youth will support a youth party, and not all old people will not support a youth party.
Yeah, so the question is, of course, you know, what exactly is... the appeal of this particular party? It claims to be a disruptor. You know, it points to many of the really bad practices in our political culture and, you know, in the practices of our political elite.
Right.
It also, I think, makes note that, you know, in some ways, the younger people, younger Malaysians, are much more inspired to change the country. Many older people are much more cynical about the possibility of change. So maybe I would concede that these are just the givens in Malaysian politics. Syed Saddiq and many people who are joining him saying, no, this is not necessarily going to be the case for the future of Malaysia, and they want to change it.
For sure. All right, so now we're going to keep a close eye on the developments and the responses that those within the political sphere have to this new entrant to the political scene. However, we're going to take a quick break first here on Consider This. After this, we will be speaking to the coordinator of the Pulang Mengundi Sabah Initiative. That's all coming up in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.